Welcome to sermons from St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Minot, North Dakota.
St. Paul's is anchored in the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and for the world.
The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Shepherds, yes, shepherds exist for the sheep. Shepherds exist for the sheep. However, sheep do not exist for the shepherd. Indeed, the arrow is always from the shepherd to the sheep themselves. It is never from the sheep upward toward the shepherd. Now listen to this very clearly. When sheep exist for the shepherd and the arrow points from the sheep up to the shepherd, well, things go wrong. It goes completely wrong. Let's say it this way. When sheep exist for the shepherd's sake, it is a telltale sign of spiritual abuse. Yes, spiritual abuse. You see, when we consider the verses right before our Old Testament reading, the verses that actually precede our text from the Old Testament this morning in the book of Ezekiel, we actually hear all about evil shepherds. We hear how the leaders of Israel, how they drank the milk of the sheep, how they made clothes from the sheep's wool, how they roasted the lambs to feed their mouths and feed their bellies. The shepherds, that is the leaders of Israel, they actually did not bind up the weak. They did not heal the sick sheep. They did not strengthen the injured sheep or go after the straying sheep themselves. Instead, they bullied and badgered the sheep that were underneath their control, underneath their thumb. And so the shepherds, they spiritually abused the sheep of Israel, using the sheep for their own gain. The sheep were without a shepherd. They had evil shepherds, but not a good shepherd. And so the sheep, they were scattered, and they became easy picking for wolves and coyotes. And so mark this, the pastors of St. Paul's, the pastors of this church, exist for you as the sheep of this flock. Now, I may remind you that the word pastor itself is actually Latin for shepherd. Indeed, pastor and shepherd go hand in hand. They mean the same exact same thing. To the point, Pastor Roth and myself are in this church as shepherds to serve you, the sheep. That is right, our calling and our vocation as pastors is to serve you as sheep of this blessed flock. As much as Pastor Roth and I enjoy the kindness shown to us by you as gracious sheep, the primary burden is on us to serve and to suffer so that you may indeed reach the grave in a blessed end in Christ. That is right, a pastor's job is to shepherd the sheep from the baptismal font to the blessed end as they are tucked into that holy grave, as those sheep are tucked into the holy grave to await the resurrection on the great last day in Christ. Now, it might be easy to conclude with all of this stated that we pastors are employees of the sheep. Yes, that we pastors are employees of the sheep, of the flock. In fact, I can remember as a young pastor, once upon a time, an older gentleman from a previous church, he came up to me and he told me that I worked for him because, well, he paid the bills of the church. Long story short, he actually did not appreciate it too much when I gently responded that the church was not a democracy and that he wasn't my boss. That is to say, while pastors are called to suffer and to serve the sheep, to suffer and to serve the sheep, pastors actually do not report to the sheep as if the sheep are the boss of the pastor. Now, if this offends you, please hear me out. Indeed, please hear me out this morning. Consider a moment, if the pastor had to report to the sheep, what would happen? Indeed, what would happen if the pastor had to report to the sheep as the sheep being his boss? Tragically, in many churches, young pastors, or we could say it this way, weak-willed pastors who do not have this figured out, they'll often bend a knee to the fat and the strong sheep of a church. If these pastors do not bend a knee to the fat and strong sheep of the church, of the flock, they may, worse yet, capitulate to wolves in sheep's clothing in the midst of the church itself. And so consider this a moment. Think about this for a moment. Do you want a pastor who will follow the demands of the wealthy and the domineering sheep of a church? Do you want a pastor who will run away at the first sight of a wolf growling in the distance, a wolf in sheep's clothing? Tragically, over the past 20-plus years, I've seen too many churches run by fat and, well, strong sheep, or worse yet, churches ran by wolves in sheep's clothing, with the pastor becoming nothing more than a hired hand, a puppet, if you will. Tragically, instead of shepherding the flock, the pastor then becomes nothing more than a puppet of a particular group in a church. Now, trust me as I say this. I have failed at this numerous times over the years, the past 20 years. It's actually a huge temptation for a pastor to appease the demands of a powerful or influential sheep, or to capitulate to a wolf, a fierce narcissist in the church, rather than standing faithfully on the Word of God. Pastors have a deep desire to be liked, to follow the flow, to go with the crowd. God have mercy on us pastors. So what is the point that is being made here? The point is this, that the pastor should be more afraid of God than he is of you, well, the sheep. You see, it is not the one who signs the check that provides the pastor with his daily bread. It is not the loudest opinion in the church that defines truth for the pastor, or, for that matter of fact, for the church itself. Instead, pastors are under-shepherds. Yes, they're under-shepherds to the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. In other words, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, it's not Matt Richards' church. And contrary to what Pastor Roth thinks, it isn't his church either. Furthermore, mark this. Now, obviously, I say that as a joke because he's not here. Furthermore, mark this. St. Paul's church, it isn't your church either. Indeed, it is not your church either. It is Christ's church. Indeed, it is Christ's church, for only Christ is the good shepherd. Only Christ truly bled and died for this church. Only Christ calls you and me into this church. You see, the good shepherd is the one who indeed called you through baptism into this holy ark of the Christian church. It is Christ, the good shepherd, who called his pastors to stand in his stead and by his command to proclaim the gospel and administer his sacraments to you, the sheep. Indeed, it is Christ's church. It is his altar. It is his font. It is his pulpit. And you? Ah, you are his people. And the pastors, they're his servants for you. So we could say that we pastors are not your employees. Furthermore, you parishioners, on the other side of the coin, you're not loyal subjects to the pastor either, as if you're somehow called to do the bidding of a pastor. Instead, you are baptized, blessed sheep, whom pastors are called to serve. Indeed, serve according to the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, according to the Good Shepherd's gracious command. Remember what Jesus said to Peter that day, those famous words, Peter, feed my sheep. Yes, feed my sheep, Jesus' sheep. Now, perhaps now is an appropriate time to clarify several other things on this topic as well. First, it is important to understand that the pastor does not serve you, that the pastors do not serve you by being a church CEO or even an event coordinator. The pastor is not a trustee, a self-help guru, a spiritual buddy, or an errand boy for the church. Instead, the way that a pastor serves you is by, yes, you got it, the word and sacraments themselves. Remember, my friends, it is only the word and sacraments that you, as sheep, it is only through those that you are healed, through that word and sacrament. It is only through the word and sacraments that you are healed and strengthened and fed and sustained and held to the blessed end. And so you should expect the pastor to serve you by the word of God and the sacraments themselves. However, if you expect the pastor or the pastors to do a bunch of other things, well, you are mistaken, for that is not the primary role of the pastor. Tragically, many churches have such famished and hungry sheep because they actually have their pastors running around doing 1,000 other things that have nothing to do with the word and the sacrament. Lord, have mercy on these churches and those pastors too. Secondly, as already stated, the pastors are to serve in the stead and by the command of Christ, which means that pastors are to administer the word of God in its full truth and purity as contained in the sacred scriptures, the Bible itself, and then set forth in the confessional writings of the Book of Concord, our Lutheran confessions. Let me explain this a bit more clearly with an example. I can remember a previous church long ago, a long-time Sunday school teacher came to me with concerns after a recent sermon. She was very kind to me, and she opened the door, and she came into my office. She said, I was in error. Pastor, you were wrong on Sunday. She then opened a book, and she read a portion of it to prove her point. It's according to what she read, I was completely wrong. However, when I asked her to see the book that she was reading from, I quickly learned that the book was a Pentecostal book. I then had to gently inform her that I was not called to be a Pentecostal preacher or uphold Pentecostal theology, but instead Lutheran theology. Frankly, she did not like to hear this, for deep down, she was probably more Pentecostal than Lutheran. Nonetheless, I gently told her that if I were to preach the way that she wanted, I would be violating my ordination vows as a pastor and violating the very divine call that the church extended to me. I'd be preaching contrary to the will and the wishes of the flock that called me to be their pastor. You see, this is why we teach the small catechism to our children and the Book of Concord to us adults. You as sheep, yes, you as sheep, you should actually expect, you should actually demand that your pastors teach and preach from the Holy Word of God according to the Lutheran confessions. For this is what we pastors agree to do when you extend divine calls to us. And get this, if a pastor fails to preach the Word of God in its full purity, according to the Book of Concord, well, because how do we say this? Let's say it this way. If the pastor fails in this endeavor, you sheep have every right to kick and to bite the pastor back. For the pastor has no right to preach and teach in ways contrary to the Word of God and contrary to the Lutheran confessions. And so this is the calling of the pastor, to feed and teach the sheep according to the Holy Scriptures and the Book of Concord. When the sheep are in error, they want to be corrected. According to the Holy Word of God, thou shalt not. And when the wolves attack, which they surely do, they must be shot at. Indeed, the wolves must be shot at with the Holy Word of God. Thus says the Lord God. When the sheep are wounded, wounded in the hospital, suffering in the hospital, they long to be healed and comforted by God's holy word. Fear not, dear precious sheep. Christ Jesus has overcome death. When the sheep face divorce, when they face death of a loved one, cancer, loss of a job, or 1,000 other difficult situations that this world has a way of dealing out to every single one of us, every single one of you, the pastor is to be ready in every situation, in every context, to bind up wounds, heal the injuries, strengthen faith, and nourish the sheep through the, you've got it, the word and sacraments. the pastors to boldly speak into these situations this: take comfort, you are baptized into Christ, you have a name upon you, you belong to Jesus, you belong to light, you have truth because you have Christ and his word for you. Your sins are forgiven, not with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, and that is for you. Take and eat the true blood of Christ and the body of Christ for the forgiveness of all of your sins and the strengthening of your faith as you journey through this veil of tears. Ah, dear sheep, rest, for Christ makes all things new. Indeed, you are sheep to be served by the pastor, by that precious word and that precious sacrament. Indeed, the sacrament's for you, the word for you, all for you to sustain you through this veil of tears, because you belong to the Good Shepherd of your souls, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Thy strong word bespeaks us righteous, bright with thine own holiness.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon.
You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog
at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit St. Paul's website
at www.stpaulsminot.org.
The Lord bless and keep you.